Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, your humble host, coming to you from sunny and hot St. Augustine, Florida. Yes, I said hot. I mean, it's October for crying out loud. Now, one, I can't believe it's October already. I mean, man alive, this year has absolutely flown by. But I can tell you that the first day of fall did not bring any relief whatsoever. I mean, I find myself saying, fall, fall, where are you? I mean, it was 90 degrees today. It's like, I'm ready for some cool weather. And I got to ask you, do any of you who live in warmer climates, you could say the Southeast or maybe even, Florida area, do you guys get the fall and winter catalog from L.L. Bean? You know the one. The one that's got all of the really awesome sweaters and lined jeans and flannel shirts and the fur boots. I mean, the whole, mega assortment of winter clothes. I mean, it's absolute torture. There may be one day out of the year here in Northeast Florida that I could actually wear a pair of lined jeans outside and not absolutely burn up. I mean, I guess I could crank down the air conditioning here in the house to a ridiculous cold level and suit up in all my L.L. Bean gear. I know. I hear you already. Oh, Searcy, would you like a little cheese with that wine? Yeah, I know. Listen, I just think that in the fall, it should be cool. It should go from warm to cool in the fall. In the winter, it should be cold. In the spring, it should go from cool to warm. And then in the summer, it should be hot. That's the way God created it. That's the way it should be. Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. If this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. And I can tell you, you have picked a doozy for your maiden voyage aboard the Servant Warrior Radio battleship. And if you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630, AM 630, out of St. Louis, welcome. Love those guys. And we're just a great group of people there at AM 630. I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com. There you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, the site is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for your convenience. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, that's outstanding. Make sure to add servantwarriorradio.com as well as truthtalk630.com to your favorites. Right up there on the favorites bar, make sure that you add those websites to that bar. Go back often. Check it out. You got to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You guys actually even ride Goliath from Six Flags Over Georgia. Go check it out. But anyway, back to today's show. In just a couple minutes, we're going to talk about what happened this past Sunday in our church that my family and I attend. You just got to love it when God shows up and rocks the house. I mean, do you love that? I do too. We're going to talk about what happened in just a few minutes. Now, after that, we're going to get real. And I want to go ahead and let you know right now, be forewarned, I'm going to be awfully close to the edge of the envelope today, and I will do my very best not to cross the line and fly over the rail on that sharp turn into the ravine, but I'm going to be sending some powerful shots over the bow today, and I'm going to be talking to guys about responsibility, about fidelity, about good sense, about pure selfishness, and about going to the local CVS or Walgreens and buying some extra strength cranial suppositories, because there's guys out there that need to get their heads out of their rear ends. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to apologize for anything that's said today. I'm fired up. I prayed about this, and God's given me a piece about sharing this. And in addition to my words, I'm going to share with you some words from some sons and from daughters that I've come across in letters to their absent dads. And I'm going to tell you what, they will absolutely hit you right square in the mouth. Now, if you are a reality avoider, or if you're incapable of accepting or hearing the truth, but you prefer to keep lying to yourself and reading your own press clippings, you are not going to be happy with El Jefe today. I can just tell you that right now. But we say these things and we bring these things up and going to be real, radical, relentless, and relevant because we love you. And that's what God puts on our heart. And you have to present it as it is. You've got to provide reality. I mean, that's the world we live in. We can't go around with our head in the sand. But anyway, listen, we're going to be all four R's, real, radical, relentless, and relevant today. But we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. Now, let's talk about last weekend. Last weekend, tough weekend for the United States Ryder Cup team. I mean, painful if you're a fan like me. And I know many of you are fans of the Ryder Cup. I mean, you're not necessarily golf fans, but the Ryder Cup is just a phenomenon unto itself. And if you watch it like I did last weekend, man, it took you all the way up and then just, man, like completely deflated. And now, if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I was a tweet monster last week about the action happening at the Ryder Cup. Now, if you don't follow, but you want to, man, that's awesome. Please know that I tweet a good bit. I don't tweet ridiculous amounts. Not like some of those folks who tweet like every 5 seconds, they're throwing something else on there. It's just hard to follow that. But, you know, some like that. Some like a whole bunch. Some don't like a whole bunch. I just do it when the feeling hits me and God puts something on my heart, you know, because sometimes I think Twitter is simply a way for folks to try to sound profound. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to bust anybody on because I love to do it. I just, you know, as we read some of those things, it's just a matter of, hey, we're trying to one up. I love to tweet about football. I love to tweet about my beloved Georgia Bulldogs. I love to tweet about Ryder Cup when it comes around every 2 years. But when I do tweet something that God puts on my heart, I do it just because he puts it on my heart and I feel led to share. And I hope that those things that I put out there and those things that, you know, something that I've thought about or something that really hit me, that's why I put it out there. And I hope that those things that I do put out, some of those things that God puts on my heart, that it does make an impact. And I hope someone is divinely impacted by some of those things we share. But anyway, if you want to follow me, you can find me at Jeff Searcy. That's at then Jeff Searcy. So you can go and follow me. Love to. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. And there are also a couple more Twitter accounts that you need to follow, and I'll make sure those are up at servantwarriorradio.com. Anyway, absolutely love the Ryder Cup. I was just talking about that. And as a recap for last weekend, you know, I had the opportunity. My oldest son and I, we got to go to the Jaguars-Bengals game here in Jax this past Sunday. My wife came across some free tickets, which are always good. Free tickets are phenomenal. And so we went, you know, and if you watch the game, it was a 4 o'clock game, one of two on a Sunday. The Jags defense was essentially non-existent, and then unfortunately the offense wasn't far behind, the non-existent part, I mean, but I'll let the sports guys chew that up, and they absolutely did all week. But anyway, you know, I had the iPhone, I'm sitting there in the stands, you know, I had the iPhone, and I'm tracking the action at Medina Country Club and following the Ryder Cup, and it seemed like every time I checked it, the situation got worse and worse. And I'm a believer. I was believing all the way up to the end, thinking and praying that Steve Stricker was going to somehow tie Martin Keimer and that they were going to half it up and that it would be tied going in and that Tiger was going to maintain his lead over Francesco Molinari and the U.S. are going to finish off the Europeans and cap off an unbelievably awesome weekend. And, man, there's all celebration and everything. But instead, the Americans allowed that 4-point lead to dwindle away to nothing. And, hey, listen, I don't want to take anything away from the Europeans. They had an unbelievable weekend and they played great. They stepped up when they had to. But nevertheless, they tied, and now the Europeans are going to retain the Ryder Cup for the next 2 years and la-da-da. Because I know a lot of you guys are saying, whoop-de-doo, you know, who cares about Ryder Cup? But anyway, it just breaks my heart for the U.S. to lose anything. And also hate for the guys who played in it because I know how much it means to them. And it means to a lot of folks, too. The Ryder Cup's a big deal. But anyway, hey, listen, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when God shows up. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio. Every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio here coming to you the fifth day of October 2012. Jeff Searcy here. Now, have you ever been somewhere, anywhere? Could be a church service, could be a football game, could be a concert, could be a family dinner. I mean, absolutely anywhere that God showed up and flat out rocked your world, rocked somebody else's world that you witnessed. I love it when God shows up. And it happened in a big way this past weekend at our church here in Jacksonville, Florida. We go to Celebration Church in Jackson. You can find them online at www.celebration.org. And I tell you what, it was flat out awesome. Pastor Weems came out and he gave a short and very poignant message about water baptism and how the baptism itself is a public proclamation that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our life. And he talked about decisions that we make on the spot, you know, when prompted by the Holy Spirit, and that those decisions change the course of our life. You know, when we look back on it and say, you know what, that was really a turning point in my life. You know, I've had that happen to me so many times. And just to be able to look back and go, wow, I'm glad that I chose to make that decision. I'm glad I chose to listen to the Holy Spirit to move. And I've also had those times where I didn't act and I wholly regretted, you know, what could have been. But anyway, listen, with no prep, no warning, he came up there and was talking and said that people were going to have the opportunity right then and there to be baptized in the water, full immersion, you know, just like when the thousands were baptized in the Jordan River. I mean, we went through the whole, what was cool, went through the whole list of why I won't get in the water today, and he dressed each one. He went and went through each objection that potentially was going to be used by somebody for not going up there. I mean, they had a change of clothes ready. He had t-shirts and shorts. You know, they had towels. They had all the female products, if you get my meaning. I mean, they had everything. It was the classic objection, breakdown, and break apart. I mean, they had thought about everything, and they set up these little tubs all in the front. And, you know, he gave a few rally cries and he talked about it and he gave the invitation and, you know, and he said, hey, for those who want to change the course of their life right now and proclaim to the world that Jesus is the Lord of their life to stand. And he counted down from three, you know, 3, 2, 1, and literally hundreds of people stood up. They got in the line and they were baptized on the spot. I mean, wet jeans. Some of the guys took their shirts off and some of the ladies went to the restroom and changed. But I mean, just people getting in there in their clothes, in the water, full submersion. I mean, and baptized and just made the awesome proclamation that Jesus is the Lord of their life. I mean, that was flat out awesome. And I think the final count for the entire day of the three services were over 1,100 people baptized. I mean, that rocks. You know, there was no prep, no planning. Oh, tonight we're going to go up in the baptismal and we're going to, no, it was, you came in a tie and a coat and everything else. You came ready to worship and you got the opportunity to get baptized. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's being real radical, relentless and relevant. But how awesome is it that when God shows up and when he shows up, you respond. And when you respond, the absolute awesome course direction that can have on your life. Hey, listen, I got to take a break. When we return, shots are coming over the bow, hardcore, wide open, and coming straight for your heart. You've got 120 seconds to get a cup of coffee. We will be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.
Hey, man. Let's rock it old school. Like, you know, Love Parade, 84.
All right.
I'm like a lovesick puppet chasing you around, just like a rolling stone, ain't nothing holding me down.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, and about 10 minutes ago, I warned you. I told you that I'm going to be talking to guys today, dads and husbands, about responsibility, about fidelity, about good sense, about pure selfishness, about going to the local CVS or Walgreens and buying some extra strength cranial suppositories, because there are a bunch of guys that absolutely need to get their heads out of their rear ends. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not apologizing for anything that's said today. God has given me a piece about this, and I think it's time that we bring it real and present it as it is. Now, there are likely going to be some hurt feelings today, and I certainly don't want that to happen, and there's a good chance that I might get some pushback. But I got to tell you, I'm absolutely done and fed up with weak-minded and even weaker-willed men of today. And I'm not talking about all men, but I am talking about way, way too many of them. And I truly believe that we would be hard-pressed to find anyone who doesn't either know someone, know of someone, have somebody in their family who's going through a divorce, who has experienced infidelity, who's had their husband skip out one day and never come back, have somebody who's totally abandoned mom and the kids for Little Miss Tight, who, by the way, left her husband and kids. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I don't want to hear the whining about women do it too. Today, I'm talking to you. And I don't care what women do anyway. God hasn't put that on my heart. He hasn't put the women on my heart. He did, however, put you guys on my heart. And listen, and I'm not heaving sanctimonious garbage at you. I'm a guy. I've experienced my share of temptations. I've made more bad decisions than I can possibly count. So don't think I haven't been there or that I'm casting judgment, because there's only one who is qualified to judge. But what I am saying is that it's your choice what you do. It's your choice what feeling you act on, what advance you pursue, what second look you might make, or who you choose to ignore, abandon, even seek out, mess around with, how selfish you are, how you spend your time, and who you spend your time with. But know this, each decision has a consequence. And unfortunately, the consequences are not isolated. They impact more than you could possibly count or imagine. And I'm going to let you hear it right from some kids, and I call them kids, but in their own words, written to their absent fathers in just a few minutes. And I can tell you, the words that they speak are absolute daggers. I hope it hits people right where it needs to. And hey, you, here we go. I'm going to start talking to some of the guys. Hey, you who decided that the grass is greener on the other side and left your wife and kids for another woman. Guess what? You have just set the tone and the example for the type of dad and husband your son is going to be, as well as the type of man your daughter is very likely to look for and, unfortunately, gravitate to and find. Ever thought about that? Now, if you're okay with that, that is on you. But know this, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for everything that we have done and everything that we have said. By the way, if you've left your wife for a woman who subsequently left her husband for you, what in the world makes you think that she's not going to leave you for somebody better? Are you that self-centered and ignorant? I mean, you're going to wake up one day and reality will hit you like a freight train. And I truly hope that you're ready for that, because it's coming. And you, Dad, who decided that having kids was too burdensome, too much trouble, too tough, too restricting, too much responsibility, you should have thought about that before you manned up and participated in procreation. Children are the most precious and the greatest gifts, but they are also the greatest responsibility, and these children carry the welfare and well-being of future generations on their back. You, Dad, set the tone for the people they will be. You set the tone for who they think they are. You set the tone for their perceived value and oftentimes how they will treat their kids. And subsequently, how their children will treat their children. Face it, fathering a child is relatively easy, but it doesn't make you a man. Sorry. Being a father to a child, being a dad, owning up to the responsibility, being accountable, loving them, making sure that they know they are loved, that's a man. Now, I got to tell you that the words that I am about to share will and should break your heart. But it certainly brings this reality home. These are letters that I have come across, and these are actual letters to absent fathers. To the man I never knew, to my absent father. Well, that is it. You're gone. I'm not sure what to say other than what a shame it is. I always thought I would get my chance. I kept putting it off. I thought I would get a chance to ask you those burning questions. I thought I would get a chance to find you. I thought I would get a chance to get to know you. I took it for granted, and now you're gone. People tell me that I should not miss what I never had, but I have always felt empty, a gaping hole where you should have been. I cannot explain it, but I know you understand. Your father left you when you were young. I guess it's only fair that history repeats itself. Everything that has happened was to teach me a valuable lesson. Don't leave because the pain it will cause will be worse than if you stay. I guess I cannot pick up and go back and change things, and I don't want to. Thank you for not being there. Sorry that you missed out. I hope you are at peace. Remorsefully, your son in mourning. Dear absent father, she's pregnant. What do I do? Dear absent father, I see that you will always pick your work over me, that you will always pick yourself instead of your family. Dear dad, even using that word brings up images of pain, lonely nights, and years of questioning why I wasn't enough for you. While I'm working to forgive you and my mother for being human, the question remains, how on earth could you abandon me? I needed you to help balance out my female-dominated life, be there to give me the talk about boys so that I wouldn't have to suffer through my current state of bad relationships and empty voids. I taught myself how to ride my bike, had a first boyfriend my mother had to interrogate, and when I became a debutante, I needed you to be there to dance with me down the aisles instead of my grandfather. You were supposed to be the first man to tell me that I'm beautiful and help me to know myself before anyone had the opportunity to label me. I was supposed to be your little girl. I needed you, and you didn't care. How does one sleep at night not knowing if their own flesh and blood is breathing, eating, safe, and secure? I'm not sure if your lack of presence was a blessing or a curse. My pain runs deep, just like it does for my other brothers and sisters you've managed to abandon as well. You brought dysfunction into my life. My siblings are strangers. You are the first man to break my heart, and I'm struggling not to hate you. A man that puts himself last does not abandon his family. What would you have lost by being in my life? I wasn't a troubled child. I ate my veggies, became class president, and even put myself through college. Your minimal contribution is an insult to who you could have been to me. I'm sorry that you missed out on something and someone so great, but I guarantee that I won't let your actions break me. I pray for my husband to be the father to my children I never had, that my daughters know the comfort of their father's arms, his voice, his love, his care. One day I'll walk down the aisle without you again by my side. But then again, I'm used to it. Thank you for being the pain, because without it, I wouldn't know healing. I wouldn't know love. I wouldn't know God. Cheryl. These letters are from kids, adults, children of absent fathers, fathers who have chosen to show them that their selfish needs outweigh their children's needs, their children's value, their children's future. This is not hyperbole. This is reality. We cannot diminish the impact a father has on the lives of his family, his children, his wife, the community around him, and the generations that follow. These letters, these words should be reality daggers that penetrate the organ, the muscle that sustains life. I hope the words spoken and shared today have penetrated the heart. That very thing that, according to Proverbs chapter 4, we must above all else guard, for everything that we do flows from it. But remember this, guys. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. That's out of 1 Corinthians 10:13. Now, guys, there is hope. That hope is Jesus Christ. In him there is new life. In him there is no condemnation. Think you can't mend, build, or rebuild the relationships that are broken? Think you're too far gone to fix what you've allowed to be broken? Think you can't forgive? Think you can't be forgiven? Think you can't right the ship? Guess what? You are absolutely right, but God can. He is the great healer of bodies, of hearts, of relationships. You can start anew right now. You can begin the healing process right now. You can have a new life right now. How? It starts with Jesus Christ. It starts with giving up control of your life and giving it to Him. It starts with asking Him to lead your life. It can start right now. If you have never had a relationship with Christ, but feel Him tugging at your heart, that this message and the reality that we've faced today has pulled you out, and God is calling you to make a decision right now, to give up your life right now. Don't miss the opportunity for God to make a dramatic course change in your life. Give your life to Him, and we can take care of that in just a second. If you've had a relationship with Christ, but you've allowed the world and its desires to lead you astray, but you are ready to dedicate and rededicate your life to Him and start anew, whether it's for the second time or the 700th time, He is faithful and the God of unconditional love and forgiveness. If that's you, or if you've never had a relationship with Christ and ready to give your life to Him today, would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank You for today. God, thank You for loving me. God, I have messed up so many times in my life, but You tell me Your words are true, Your promises are true, and You say, if I will repent of my sins, You will forgive me, and then You will come into my heart, and I will spend eternity in heaven with You. God, You are the healer. You are the great doctor. I can't do anything, but everything is possible through You. God, forgive me. God, be the Lord of my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, and make sure you get hooked up with a group of believers, because I would tell you, God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Hey, I can't wait to hang with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.